Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. My name is Tim and this is a weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. Welcome to the show, my friends. I'm super, super excited to be here. I'm excited to be on air again because last week's episode was preempted by North American Outgames, our radio show Queer FM. They were broadcasting and they did the broadcast and it was a... during my show last week, but they did a great job. It was an amazing event, and yeah, it was good actually, you know, to have 1 week off and get prepared for this week's episode. What happened in my life? I went to see a really good band, the band called Permanent Bastards. I went to see them last weekend. They're a Canadian band from Woodbridge, Ontario, and a really good band and really super nice guys. And that's the song we heard. It was a song by Permanent Bastards from their album Ye Americans, and it was the first track of this album, Caught in the Crossfire. They have a new EP called Young Girls coming out on Anchorless Records. It will be out in fall, so I'll try to keep you updated, and as soon as I have this record, I'll play some songs. They're really, really decent and really, really good, solid Canadian young gentlemen, so I really enjoyed seeing them last weekend. What do I have for you today? I have interview with Andrew Seward, who is the bass player of Against Me, and I will play this interview a little bit later. Against Me, I'm playing in Vancouver very soon, in the end of the month. They're playing the Rancid, Blink 182, and My Chemical Romance. Against Me, they were really busy this year. They released a collection of demos called Total Clarity. It was in the beginning of the year, on July 26. The band re-released their fifth full album called White Crosses, and reissue contains a second bonus disc called Black Crosses, a collection of demos from 2009 and acoustic sessions from 2010. And on June 14th, Against Me released a brand new 7-inch single, which has brand new songs, one called Russian Spies and the other one called Occult Enemies. I would like to play you those songs, and yeah, this is Against Me, and I'll play, yeah, both new songs, Russian Spies and Occult Enemies. So this is Against Me on We All Fall Down, and I hope you will like it. Russian Spies.
Always be right, set on private beaches. While CITR, Discorder and Scratch Records present Red Cedar, Hallow Moon, We Hunt Buffalo and the Halcyon Corps, performing live at the Anza Club on Friday, August 5th.
Get your advance tickets at Scratch, Zulu and Red Cat Records.
That's Friday, August 5th at the Anza Club at 3 West 8th on the corner of 8th and Ontario.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is a weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. We just heard two tracks by Against Me, a band from Gainesville. They released a brand new 7-inch in June. The 7-inch has two songs, the first one called Russian Spies and the second one called Occult Enemies. And that's the song we just heard those songs. I think this is really good 7-inch. Both songs are strong and... you know, Against Me, one of my favorite bands, so for me it's really, you know, hard to be actually, you know, to like or not like. You give my opinion, I would like everything they release, usually. And yeah, that's the stuff we heard. Last week I interviewed Andrew, who is the bassist of Against Me. We talked a little bit about those demos, compilations the band released earlier this year. We talked a little bit about this brand new 7-inch, and I'd like to play this interview for you. It's around 10 minutes or so in interview. Andrew was super awesome, super nice, and super interesting. He told lots of interesting stuff, and at the time of the interview, he had his one-year-old daughter in his hands, so she was also a little bit part of the interview, so if you'll hear some female voices, don't be surprised. That's Andrew's daughter, and she was also a part of the interview, and I think it turned out really fun and interesting. So let me play. This is my interview with Andrew of Against Me. Let's listen to it. The release of your last studio album, Black Crosses, comes out next week on your newly established record label, Total Terrible Music. And this re-release includes demos and acoustic versions of songs from White Crosses. Earlier this year, you released a Total Clarity compilation of demos from Searching for the Form of Clarity. And a couple of years ago, you released an album, The Original Cowboy. And I'm a fan, and it was super interesting for me to listen to those original versions of the songs, and there were some really interesting versions. Could you please describe demo in process for Against Me during the pre-production, and what happens in the transition between the demo and the album version of the song?
Well, a lot of things. I mean, it's different for every album. You know, it changing. Like, Cowboy is different from Clarity, from... White Crosses, Black Crosses. Well, I mean, first off, the thing with White Crosses / Black Crosses coming out is that we got that record back from Sire, from Warner Brothers, you know? So basically, if we didn't put that out, it would just not exist.
Whoa.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it would, like they were taking all the copies from the stores and stuff like that. It wasn't going to be available on iTunes and, you know, Amazon download. So there is kind of a difference with those in the fact that we just basically wanted to make, like, White Crosses, Black Crosses, just more of a huge package. You know what I mean? Like, it's 28 songs now. You know, it's a triple LP, double CD, and, you know, what White Crosses is the same with the B-sides, you know, produced by Butch Vig and mixed by Alan Mulder, but Black Crosses has a lot of acoustic stuff that we did after we finished White Crosses and we were back in Florida, and some of the stuff still has Warren on drums. But I mean, I totally haven't answered your question at all. I'm sorry about that.
No, that's still, it's very interesting.
But it, you know, things go from demo, I don't even know, we try to fight a thing called, we call it demoitis. It's not a medical condition, but it's a musician condition where you get so attached to the demos that you get so attached to the first pass of a song that you recorded. You're like, oh, that's good. Nothing needs to change. And I think we've just learned over the years to really, like, kind of evaluate the songs and the craft and just try to make it as good as possible. So, I mean, that's kind of, you know, I think that's interesting for people to see basically one of the very first thoughts and concepts of a song and how it turns into something else. I mean, like, an example, I mean, I know it's not out yet, but maybe by the time this airs, it will be, you know, listen to Spanish Moss on White Crosses, then listen to Spanish Moss on Black Crosses, and it's the same notes some of the time, but it's completely different. It's like more of a short and quirky song rather than a full fleshed out song that it is on White Crosses. So, I mean, I think we're very honest and people can kind of see the progression and just, you can almost see the mindset when you listen to the demos. And I don't even like calling them demos because they didn't feel like demos at the time. Like, we put a whole lot of effort into them. I'm just talking in circles, sorry.
No, it's cool. It's super interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's we love what we do, you know, and we put our heart, soul, and passion into it, you know, whether it be just, you know, going down the road and recording at our friend Rob's house or, you know, being in California and recording with Butch Vig. Like, it's the same thing. Like, we're not trying to slack on anything. We're always going for it.
You know, I totally get what you're saying, because as a fan, to me, Total Clarity is like, it's such an interesting record, because those versions, some of them are not super different, but it's so interesting how the song, you know, the transition from the what you call a demo to the album, it's super interesting. So, you know, I totally understand what you're saying, and as a fan, for me, this is an incredible experience.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's a very honest experience. Like, we're not afraid to show our flaws, you know?
Yeah, right. After you revisited those demos, have you discovered something new about those songs? I'm talking about the older versions. No, I'm not talking about Black Horses. I'm talking about Black Clarity and the original Cowboy. And when you re-listened to those older versions, did you change the live performance of the song for some of the songs?
Wait, playing them live?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's a good example. We just did an Australian tour, and there's my daughter.
Saying hello.
We just did an Australian tour. She's got a good voice. Like, we were playing the song How Low in Australia when we were there in the springtime. We played that song like it is on Total Clarity, just more of the rocker, the heavier version than the country version, just because, I mean, you know, we hadn't played it like that in years, and we hardly ever play the song How Low anyways. But I mean, it's you know, it has made us revisit some songs. Like, we didn't play the song Slurring the Rhythms off of Cowboy for, man, I don't know, like 5-6 years. Like, I specifically remember the last time we played it, I don't know, I think it was Ottawa or something like that. And I'm talking like 04, 05, something like that. Mm-hmm. And then we just started playing it again this past year. I mean, I don't know. We'll always revisit songs. Like, we're always willing to give it a shot. I mean, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. But, you know, I don't really know if Clarity or Cowboy made us do that. But, I mean, we're always willing to, you know, give something a shot.
Yeah, because
once again, I don't know if I answered the question.
Yeah, that absolutely answers the question, because you know, I was actually wondering, because those original versions, they sound so interesting. So I was wondering, you as a musician and as an artist, when you're going back to them, you probably discover something, and then you're like, maybe we should try play this live differently, because, you know, playing the song all over again, maybe, you know, you want to try something else, and, you know, those original versions, and they give you this opportunity. So that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I guess the best example is How Low. Uh-huh. So,
earlier this year,
example.
You released a new 7-inch, which has two songs, Russian Spies and Occult Enemies. Could you please tell a little bit about this release? Is it a transition to the new album? Is it just two separate songs?
Yeah, it's just two songs. It's the first songs recorded with our new drummer, Jay Weinberg. We did them in between tours. Our friend Butch owns a studio that is now closed called Smart Studios in Madison, Wisconsin. And I think we were one of the last bands to record there. We kind of just holed up in Madison, in the bitter, bitter cold. I mean, we live in Florida, so we don't take the winter very well. So we were there for about 5-6 days and just hung out, cranked those songs out, and yeah, super proud of it. Like, it's a good 7-inch.
Exactly. It's really good. Both songs are really, really good. So that's why I was excited about those two songs coming out. And yeah, I'm really, really, really enjoying that.
Yeah, we've been rocking those live. So hopefully one of them will creep into the set for those big arena shows in Vancouver.
I hope so. And you know, I'm from Russia, originally from Russia, and the name of the song is Russian Spies. Could you please tell a little bit, maybe the story, if you can, if there is a backstory about that?
I don't know. You did. Tom wrote all the lyrics, so you'd have to.
Okay, so I have to ask him
about that. But you know, but maybe, you know, I don't know. What do you think it's about? It's always open for interpretation. Maybe it's about paranoia.
I don't know. As first thing I saw, like, oh, the Russian spies, or something about Russia. So I was excited about the song. And I heard the song, I was even more excited.
Yeah, it's a little nod to you.
You mentioned briefly that about Jay Weinberg. Is he now a full-time band member?
Yes.
Because I was wondering.
He's been in since December last year.
The re-release of Black Crosses comes out on your newly established Total Terrible Music. What will be the involvement of the band members in this label, and are you planning to have any other bands on this label?
Well, the last part of the question, other bands, possibly, quite possibly. Nothing's really set in stone yet, but no, I mean, it's our label, it's the band's label. So it's, the answer is yes.
And the other thing about the record labels, you tried different. You tried independent labels. You tried to work with Sire, and now you're releasing the music by yourself. I don't want to ask you a silly question about was it different for the band, because I obviously think it was. But for you, as a band member and as a musician, as an artist, does it really matter who releases your music? Does it really changes anything for you as a person, as a musician?
No. I think it does. Like, I mean, like, we really like the experience of everything we've done. You know what I mean? Like, no regrets, we'd say. No regrets for signing the Sire, no regrets for signing the Fat, or, you know, no regrets for leaving those labels either. It's just, we're here for the ride. We want the experience. We don't want to leave any stone, you know, kind of unturned with what we could do as a band. And I mean, doing our own label right now just kind of makes sense, because, you know, I'm sure you've read the news and kept up, but labels are not in good shape.
Yeah.
You know, and basically everything's on us. Everything's on Total Trouble. You know, everything, if it doesn't work, it's our fault. If it does work, it's our fault. So I think it's a great position to be in.
Yeah, I think that's interesting for the band, because you basically decided, okay, we're in control of everything and we're responsible for everything.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
This October, you're playing the Fest in Gainesville, Florida. You haven't been playing there for several years. Do you think, is it going to be possible, or is it going to be different for the band to play the festival?
Not really. I mean, I've actually been in town. I mean, I live... you know, 10 blocks from where we're going to be playing. You know, I've lived in Gainesville the whole time, been the band. I actually moved to Gainesville to be in the band. That's the only reason I moved to the town. No, I don't think it's going to be different. Like, our friends run the fest. We know everybody who's doing it. It's been 5 years since we've done it, but it's still our friends doing it, and our friends are playing, you know, most of the shows as well. And that being said, I've been in town for most of the fest, so I've actually been at shows, and so has James, so it's not going to be anything radically different, you know?
Yeah, that's because it's interesting, because the band changes, and that's why I asked the question, because, you know, the band is growing, and your popularity is growing, and I was wondering if for you it is different, and I'm happy it's the same experience for you. It's going to be, I'm sure it will be very exciting.
No, I mean, where we're from is a very humble place, and it humbles you, you know? I mean, there's no big attitudes here. We're all just fine, you know?
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Andrew, for finding time to do this interview.
Of course. Thanks to the power of Twitter.
Yeah.
Well, you're in Vancouver, right?
Yeah, Vancouver, yeah, British Columbia.
All right, well, see you at the end of the month?
Yeah, I already have my ticket, so I'll see you there.
All right, cool. I'm really excited to see Rancid, so...
Yeah, me too.
All right, man, you take care.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
So we just heard my interview with Andrew, the bassist of Against Me. He talked a little bit about those new demo compilations and about the future of Against Me, about the record label, and a little bit about their upcoming shows in Vancouver and their upcoming performance at the fest in Gainesville, Florida. When he was talking about those demos, he mentioned different versions of the song Spanish Moss and Howlow. I'd like to play those songs. So for the fans who know how the original sounds, maybe it will be interesting to hear the demo versions. So let's start with Spanish Moss. That's a demo version, and the song came out on the re-release of their album White Crosses, and it is on the second disc, which is called Black Crosses. So let's start this as Against Me, and I'll play you the song Spanish Moss, the demo of this song. So this is We All Fall Down, and this is Against Me.
Wake up around 4 or 5. Eat, shower, and get dressed in about an hour's time. Take my vitamins, check my messages, and call around to some friends. Make plans for dinner and drinks sometime after 9.
self-absorption, self-destructive narcissism. I'm sick to death of being constantly fucking sick.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. We just heard two songs by Against Me. The previous one was the demo version of the song How Low. This song came out on the collection of demos called Total Clarity. And before that, we heard another demo version of a song Spanish Moss. And this song came out on Black Crosses, the re-release of their fifth studio album, White Crosses. Let's continue on. I have some new music for you, and there's lots of good band releasing new music. So I have some new songs from Hot Water Music, Strung Out, Face to Face, No Effects. They're all big names. So let me start with Hot Water Music. They released the new 7-inch, and this winter they are planning to record a new full length, which will be released worldwide on Rise Records in the spring of 2012. So Hot Water Music, they were not very active. I don't think they ever said they actually broke up. They were like on hiatus, something like that. But a couple years ago, they started playing shows again, and they're back with new music. There's new music out, and I'll play you the song right now. And yes, they're recording the new album this winter, and it will be released next year. So let's start. There's a brand new music from Hot Water Music. The name of the song is The Fire, The Steel, The Trend. So this is Hot Water Music on We All Fall Down.
Just dance. is just too little, keep her satisfied. So you try a little harder and you try and try. Long way up, so you go for a ride. I said everybody wants a heavy thing. They don't want to do nothing, but they still get paid. So you ride a little further and it starts to change. You think that everything is gonna be the same. I said, it's not about you, you're so cynical and vain. And I know you'd rather die than take the blame.
Expensive red wine. Hey babe, what's up player. Single, do you have a guy? One of these, tell me your name. Still super deep reply. I put my arm around her. She didn't resist or say no. That's when I knew the deal was sealed. Oh boy, she was ready to go. I kissed her cold and I liked it. I kinda liked the bitter taste of her rotten number. I kissed her cold, I won't deny it. I hope my girlfriend won't find out. I know she will trip. Sunday, Monday, happy date. Tuesday went by. I couldn't get it out of my head. I don't know why. I looked for her everywhere. I even searched the mall, trying to track down my dead booty call. That's when my girlfriend, she was on to me. She was out of control, more deadly than a killer bee. I tried to calm her down, but she was mad as fuck. Said she hoped I dropped dead or got hit by a truck. I kiss her cool and I love it. No more girlfriend to push me off a cliff.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is a weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. We just heard a couple songs from pretty big bands, and they all have new music for us. The last song we heard, it was by the band Necromantics. They have a new album coming out. The album came out this Tuesday, August 2nd. The name of the album is What Happens in Hell Stays in Hell, and we heard a song called I Kiss to Go. Necromantics are playing tonight at the Rickshaw. They are playing the Canadian band The Brains. It's going to be a really, really good show. So if you don't have any plans and you like psychobilly music, I highly recommend you go tonight to the Rickshaw and enjoy Necromantics and The Brains. Before that, we heard NoFX. They did a cover of a song by DOA. They did a cover Race Riot. NoFX, they did release hardcore covers release, so they did 9 covers by old hardcore bands from 80s, and they did covers of bands like Agnostic Front, DOA, Stretch Marks, and some other really good hardcore bands from 80s. So that was NoFX, and it was a cover of DOA's song Race Riot. Before that, we heard Face to Face. They have a new album. The album came out this spring. The name of the album, Laugh Now, Laugh Later. And we heard a song called Should Anything Go Wrong. Before that, we heard Strung Out. They have a new song. On July 19th, they released a 26-song retrospective covering the band's entire career, all tracks fully remixed by Ryan Green, and this compilation has 3 brand new studio tracks, and I played one of those tracks for you. The name of the song was City Lights, so this is an exclusive song for this compilation, new track from Strung Out. The CD is done in a really cool way. On one page of the booklet, you have basically for the 20 years, you have in dates all the key moments for Strung Out. It's an interesting, there's lots of interesting facts. And on the other side of the booklet, it's like a small poster. It has probably a couple hundreds of different tattoos. The Strung Out logo, and I guess the fans, they just sent their tattoos pictures, and it's really, it looks really cool. There's at least 200 pictures of people's tattoos. It's Strung Out, there's a logo, there's some just different album covers, but it looks really cool. And you know, I think it's pretty cool for the fans to see their tattoo on their favorite band's record booklet. And I opened this block of music. This is the new song from Hot Water Music. They released a new 7-inch, has two new songs, and we heard a song called The Fire, The Steel, and The Tread. Hot Water Music, they supposed to have a new album in the spring of next year, spring 2012, and I'm really looking forward to this record. That's it, I have 5 minutes left. Let me announce a couple shows which are happening this weekend and a couple upcoming shows. As I mentioned earlier, tonight Necromantics and The Brains are playing at the Rickshaw. Tomorrow, August 5th, Black Amps, Hong Kong Blonde and Greenback High at the Funky Winker Bins. August 6th is a Saturday, Alcoholic White Trash, Lesbian Fist Magnet and Fun Bones playing at the Funky Winker Bins again. August 6th and 7th, two dates, it's a Vancouver Island Hardcore Festival. I think there's like at least 30 bands playing this festival. August 7th on Sunday, Static Thought from Hellcat recording artist, they're playing at the Astoria Pub. Baptists, they're playing at the Media Club on August 9th. Titan's Eve, a local metal band, they're back from their US tour, and I think they've been in US for a couple months at least, because they left to US in the beginning of the summer, something like that, and now they are back. This is, I think, their first homecoming show. A metal band, Titan's Eve, they are playing at Funky Wind Convince on August 11th. August 13th, I send a few on playing at the Funky Wind Convince. What else do we have here? A little bit later, in the end of August, we have Legends KMFDM playing at the Rickshaw. August 31st, Rancid Against Me, Blink 182, and My Chemical Romance playing at the Hockey Arena. Who else? September 8th, the Slackers are playing at the Fortune Sound Club. What else? Rise Against, Flogging Molly and the Black Pacific, August 12th. And August 17th, Frank Turner, Andrew Jackson Jihad, and Into It Over It at the Biltmore Cabaret. That's it, I'm almost done. Coming up next, we have Robin the Inkstuds. He has comics historian Patrick Rosenkrantz this week, and I'll be playing, Robin will be interviewing Patrick right after the show is done. After then, we have a Japanese music quest, the Yukiko, and then we'll have the bottom burner, the Bobby Ferris. That's it, I'm almost done. Thank you so much for listening. If you like what you heard, you can find the podcast on CITR.ca and on my blog, We All Fall Down, CITR.tumblr.com. We All Fall Down, CITR.tumblr.com. Thank you so much for listening. And again, just as a reminder, if you have no plans for tonight, you can go to the Rickshaw and check out Necromantics and The Brains. I really do like The Brains. They're one of my favorite Canadian bands, a really good psychobilly band, and I'd like you to play a song by those crazy psychobilly gentlemen from Montreal. So this is The Brains. That was the punk rock show We All Fall Down. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next week.
The pavement looking for my brain. Then I took a cab. Zombies ain't too fast. Driver had a juicy head. Now by 5 minutes I'll be bad. I never chose this fate. Brain's what I want. I never chose this fate. More. I never chose this fate. Brain's what I want. I never chose this fate. We crashed into a corner bar. I came out of the flaming car. One brain is not enough. Finding more won't be tough. Burning bodies, screaming flames. Now I got to feed my pain. Burning girl. With
looks pretty good. Hope she tastes like she should. I never chose this fate. Fate's what I want. I never chose this fate. More. I never chose this fate. I never